Conversation 2. Students in cities like New York are used to hearing wide variations of English. In a town where immigrant communities flourish, many dialects and languages mix with standard English. In fact, there's an international high school that encourages immigrant students to use and develop their native languages while learning English. It's a new approach, and it seems to work. I'm here in this school, and with me is the headmaster, Mr. Richard Schumann.
The philosophy of our school is that you learn by doing, and not by hearing the teacher lecture. In this math class, for example, the four teenage boys at this table are planning their miniature temple in Polish. At the other table, they're speaking Spanish, English, and Mandarin Chinese. Their teacher, Jennifer Schenke, walks around the room, quietly helping out. This is Jennifer. Jennifer, this is Mary from New York Post.
Jennifer, how do you like this sort of class? Do your students fit in it well? Very happy that the pupils are learning math and enjoying themselves in the process, and I'm especially pleased that they're teaching one another. I know many students in my classroom wouldn't be able to follow if I lectured, so I depend on the pupils who know more English and more math to help teach those who know less. They're helping each other in their own language. New York City can be an intimidating place, even for those who have spent their whole lives here. Yes, so it's particularly important for these students to have a comfort level at school, and for the school to feel like home.
Yeah. Young immigrants don't just need a place to learn English and other subjects. They need, above all else, a place that feels completely safe and welcoming.
MC. Number 1. What is special with the International High School?
Number 2. What is emphasized by the teachers in the school?
Number 3. Where are the four boys working on the miniature temple from?
Number 4. Why doesn't the teacher lecture in class?
Number 5. What is most important for young immigrants?